Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly.
Debbie Dashinger here. Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. And I hope to disseminate some wisdom and some fun and some amazing new technology to you today. I have such a cool guest coming on. I've never done a show quite like this. So we are taking listener call-ins, and Michael Farrar will be on a little bit later to talk about the world of non-invasive aesthetic procedures. That's right. I'm talking about what is possible for your face and your body without being cut, but creating some pretty amazing results. So we've got a beautiful expert coming on. And I also want to talk to you about where is the fun in your life? How hard are you working? How hard is it for you to stop? Yep, I went to the Hollywood Bowl last week. I saw an amazing concert. I had a great time with a friend. It was exactly what the doctor ordered. And we made a pact, and we called what is coming up to be the summer of fun. You could call it any season you want, but what kind of fun are you having? I know most of us who are working, who are entrepreneurs, that's kind of the way it goes, is work, 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 work. So how much fun and R&R are you allowing in your life? And it's really radical to start saying no. I'm one who never worries for opportunities. But it's really, and it's even beyond discernment, by the way. It's not even like, oh, I have to discern, is this a light and right? Everything often feels really great to me when it's offered to me. But there is a modicum of self-care, and where does that come in your life, and are you willing to do that? Here's what I know. So if I teach success in media, if I teach how to create your dreams come true, I can promise you that part of creating your dream come true, whatever that is absolutely that you have the space to create it. You have the mental, spiritual, physical bandwidth to allow it into your life, to receive it, but also to take action steps to create it. I know that I'm setting up, for instance, a workshop coming up on media. I'm going to be teaching a radio interview workshop in Denver, Colorado. Well, I have to do some work on it and create the landing page. So how am I going to clear the deck to create that? How are you going to clear the deck to create what you want? And what people do you need to let go of because they're not actually a contribution to your life? What situations? What relationships? What addictions? What issues? What's going to create ease in your life? I have some wonderful wisdom going on that other people have said because they spoke at graduation. I'll share with you. Tori Burch, love her, designer. Tori Burch said, we may live in an age of instant messaging, instant gratification, and Instagram, but there is no way to short-circuit the path to success. It takes commitment, tenacity, and lots of patience. There are many things you can do overnight. You can write a paper. You can put the finishing touches on a fashion show, but there's no such thing as an overnight success. So great when you hear this from people you respect. And by the way, speaking of overnight success, I do have a special going on. It is just for this week. Go to mybestsellerbook.com for the authors who have been reaching out and want to do a best-selling book launch for this week only. We are offering a gift to you, an $800 book video trailer to go out on your launch for free when you sign up this week. What a great deal. So we want to see you be very successful. Sheryl Sandberg, the Facebook chief operating officer, said, quote, I've seen over and over how much self-belief drives outcomes, and that's why I force myself to sit at the table, even when I am not sure I belong there. And yes, this still happens to me. And when I'm not sure anyone wants my opinion, I take a deep breath and speak up anyway. I actually really relate to that. I find that sometimes I'm one of those people who is, I was born under a number two, if you know anything about numerology. It's all about being in a couple, being in harmony with others. That's what makes it easy for me to do what I do and have clients, because it is really important to me that my clients are happy and that there's harmony and there's peace and everybody's getting what they want, win, win, win. But what that also means is sometimes for me to have a voice is a big deal, right? And I've learned over time, and especially now, more and more to speak up in the moment and say what I need to say. What has been astounding to me is how often people come back to me and say, thank you so much for saying that. It's still resonating inside of me, and we're so accurate. Sometimes when it was the scariest thing to say, it was the most important thing I could say for myself and the other person. President Obama, when he was speaking, said this quote. He had two pieces of advice for the class of all women. One, don't just get involved, fight for your seat at the table. Better yet, fight for a seat at the head of the table. And two, never underestimate the power of your example, the very fact that you're graduating, let alone that more women now graduate from college than men, is only possible because early generations of women, your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunts, shattered the myth that you couldn't or shouldn't be where you are. Love this. And he also said, this is what you should seek to be when you go out into the world. You should try to stand up against the trend. I really believe that. I have so many clients who come to me, and one of the most interesting conversations, you know, everybody looks to do things the same way. There's a formula that goes out about marketing, a formula that goes out about branding. There's a formula that goes out about how to do a webinar, you know, ad infinitum. And everyone starts to replicate it, and then none of us pay attention because we've seen it, done it over and over again. It just doesn't hit or resonate anymore. I keep saying better is different. Different is better. Be you. Be your authentic voice. Communicate with your own voice. And if you have a sense of coloring outside of the box when you're about to tell people who you are and the brilliance you put out in the world, full steam ahead. Be different. We will pay attention. And just to back that up, Aaron Sorkin, the screenwriter, said this quote, you'll meet a lot of people who, to put it simply, don't know what they're talking about. Develop your own compass and trust it. Take risks. Dare to fail. Remember, the first person through the wall always gets hurt. Amen. So I hope that was meaningful for you. And remember, don't just dare to dream. You are inspired to take steps towards your dreams and turn those goals into a reality. And listen, for some of us, part of our dream is our physical health and appearance and image. For some of us, our face, something we were born with, not born with, would like to change, would like to make better. I know myself, for one, I'm about to go to a high school reunion this summer. I'm flying back east to New York, and looking good feels important. Looking good always feels important because I'm on camera a lot. So I've got it coming and going both ways, but image has always been important to me, but I'm probably not one who's ever going to get cut, so she said. So I'm very excited because I've done a ton of research, and I finally found a place I felt I could get behind because of the person who runs the facility, because of the artistic manner, because it's not a factory, and because I found the people there had unbelievable integrity. And I've been out there to check them out in person. So I'm introducing you, and by the way, we're taking listener calls, so feel free to call in and ask your question about non-invasive procedures for your face or body. My guest today is Michael Farah. He's a partner and aesthetic director at Rejuvenate Medical Spa, located in Encino, California. Michael is certified in aesthetic consulting, and he prides himself as being an innovator in non-invasive aesthetic procedures. And that's why Rejuvenate Medical Spa is regarded as one of the leading medical spas in Los Angeles, as well as the United States. You can learn more at rejuvenatemedical.com. Also find them on Instagram at Rejuvenate Medical Spa. Michael, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, such a pleasure. I'm looking forward to this conversation about the world of non-invasive aesthetic procedures for bodies and faces. And I got to say, it seems every time I read or see anything in the papers or the TV about face and body aesthetic technology, there's something new. There's something different. So talk about that. Does the landscape of what is used on faces and bodies change a lot and rapidly?
It changes very fast, sometimes too fast. So it's sometimes very costly to keep up with all the technology as well. Because they're, you know, with technology advances so much faster now than it did even a few years ago. So things that we have in our office from a year ago are almost obsolete. And that's just with technology. And then in addition, techniques, some, you know, such as injection techniques change. So, you know, we're always bringing in clinical trainers from around the world to teach our nurses and our nurse practitioners the latest techniques in injections and other procedures. So it's great for the consumer that that technology is always changing, because you can achieve a lot non-surgically today, but it, from a business perspective, it's very difficult because you have to keep up. So it's just you can't really ever take a step back.
Great. And it makes sense that this would be expensive if you're keeping up with technology and everything you need to buy for the next great thing coming out. What is the landscape of treatments then? So what is popular right now? What should we have our finger on the pulse for?
The newest treatment that, I think this is a family show, but can we talk about vaginal rejuvenation?
Please, because I actually saw a lot of Twitter on your Twitter feed about that, and I was fascinated. I'd never heard about it.
Yeah, so non-surgical vaginal rejuvenation is very new, but there is a new device that that just came out. It's called Thermiva, and it's really an amazing treatment, and a large percentage of the female population are candidates for the treatment. Because it treats things just from, you know, the common look and effect of the vaginal area, but it for anyone that has had, you know, one or multiple pregnancies, the tissue, the vaginal wall becomes looser. So this is a tightening treatment. So it has those type of benefits from it, but also a lot of medical conditions that it treats. So a lot of women that are going through menopause suffer from dryness or suffer from incontinence. And so this is also a treatment for that.
How does Thermiva help for women, for instance, who are going through menopause and dryness? How does this replenish them or nourish that area?
So radio frequency delivers a controlled heat, a controlled temperature to the area. And so if you can really tighten the tissue and tighten the vaginal walls without any pain. And when you do that, you're increasing blood circulation. And so when you increase blood circulation, you in a sense get that condition treated.
Interesting, because that was my next question. Is it painful? Because that's a pretty sensitive area.
Yes, it is.
But no pain. No pain during or after?
Excuse me?
No pain during or after?
No pain during and no pain after. No downtime. The patient can actually have intercourse the same night. So it's really revolutionary. Most of the laser treatments out there today have downtime, have pain. So this is why this is really changing the landscape of that treatment. And we're seeing patients as early in their mid-20s doing these treatments, you know, up to, you know, women in their 60s. So women that have, you know, that are in their 20s that have had multiple pregnancies, you know, even women that can't achieve orgasm during intercourse, this increases your sensation, increases your sensitivity. So it's really like it's funny because there's really not a woman, you know, on the planet that, you know, can't benefit from this treatment.
Yeah, who needs Viagra? Just go get a Thermiva. That sounds amazing. I hadn't heard of that before. And the other thing that I saw on your rejuvenatemedical.com website was something called dermaplaning. Talk about dermaplaning. What does it do? Does it hurt? What are the results?
So dermaplaning is a very cool treatment. It looks like it hurts if you look at videos, and you can see videos on our Instagram. We post them all the time for that treatment. It's an exfoliation treatment. So most women out there have probably heard of microdermabrasion or have had microdermabrasion done. This is a much more effective way of exfoliating the top layers of the skin. It uses a blade, but the blade actually does not shave the shave the face. It through a special technique, it removes the dead skin on the top of the skin. So another benefit from that is also a lot of women have vellus hair, have white peach fuzz hair on their face, and laser does not work for that treatment. So this is another treatment where women come in maybe every month or every 2 months and have this treatment done. They're getting their skin exfoliated, and then they're also removing that hair, so their makeup and goes on a lot smoother. It's a treatment that we also do a lot before they do a major laser procedure, because if you can remove some of that dead skin on top of the top layers of the skin, you're going to get a much more effective laser treatment. If you do that following a dermaplane. So it's a very inexpensive treatment. It's something that we do a lot of because there's an immediate benefit. Women just are so happy the moment they leave the office when they have that done. So it's one of the highest, very gratifying and lowest cost procedures that we do.
Gratification and result-oriented procedures. I like the sound of that. We've got listeners who are calling in. So I want to take a listener call right now.
Hello.
Hi. What question do you have for Michael about body, skin, hair, or face?
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me on. The timing is perfect because I actually wanted to ask about microdermabrasion, and I never heard of this new procedure, this dermaplane. And I guess my question would be related to that. I'm 46 years old. I've never had anything done to my face. And people say I do look a decade younger, and I definitely want to keep that up rather than do something that can potentially cause any kind of a damage. So my question is, how do you decide, and maybe does it take perhaps a personal consultation, but how do you decide between the latest and greatest procedures that are new versus the ones that are perhaps not that new but have been tested over and over and over, and we know that they are safe and they do not have any kind of a side effect afterwards?
Great question. Oh. So Zhuzhu is asking Michael, she's a virgin to all of this and still looks good at 46. And wondering, how does Michael determine what to use on somebody between the latest and greatest or tried and true? How do you know how to proceed with her?
Okay, that's a question I get all the time. So when it comes to any of the devices that we're using or maybe any of the injectable products that we're using, all of these products, the great thing about being in the United States is that all of these products have to go to rigorous testing before they're even introduced to the consumer. So when something is, when we deliver a product to our patients, it's an FDA-approved product. So, what that means is that there are years and years of testing on that product, on that device, on the treatment. Okay, so that gives you a little bit of a peace of mind. And they also, when you do these testings and you find and you're doing thousands and thousands of patients, different things come up. So we learn which patients are not eligible for these treatments, which patients should not do them. And we always go, we always go through all the medical background of the patient before we, before we treat the patient for anything. So, when you come to an office like ours, you can feel safe that you're not the first person to try it. You're not the guinea pig. I also personally, I try almost everything that we have here before we deliver to a patient, because not only do I want to know if it's effective, but I want to know how it feels. I want to know what the patient can expect, how many days that they're going to be, down or have to take off of work after a procedure. So that way I can talk to a patient on their same level and tell them what they're going to go through. So that's also important. But if you go to an accredited medical spa or dermatologist, you can pretty much assume that you're doing something very safe, that has very little risk. Anything you do has risk. That's you walk across the street, you're taking a risk. But we have so much experience with the treatments that we do, that we're confident that we can deliver and keep you safe. And you know, in our office, we always have a medical doctor present, so it's a safe place. So that's a lot of people like that. They know that if anything were to go wrong, that we'd be able to take care of it, you know, on the spot.
Michael, let me ask you this. What goes on during a consultation with you? So if Zhuzhu or one of the listeners come to see you, what do you look for? What kind of feedback do you provide?
Well, I mean, Debbie, we had a consultation, so you know, like, I listen. I listen to what the concerns are of a patient. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different concern. The littlest thing that you would think would be so insignificant to you might be so significant to somebody else and might... Mm-hmm. You know, might hurt their self-confidence, you know. And so I always listen to the patient. Even though a patient will walk in, I can look at them, and most of the time I know exactly what they need or know what they need to do. I always listen to them because what I think should be done might not bother them, okay, and they might have something completely different that they want to talk about. So that's really the most important thing is listening, and then giving the patient options, because most conditions today have multiple options, and you know, we have those options here available to the patient, so we can tell the patient, you know, options 1, 2, and 3, here are the costs, here is the downtime, here are your potential results, so the patient can always make, you know, an educated decision. So
yeah, that's quite important, by the way, because when you've been through places like that, there are places where people will point things out and say, you know, you might want to do this, you might want to do that. I mean, financially it starts racking up, but also I imagine the doubt in somebody's mind starts racking up about, you know, I thought I was just coming in here for X. I didn't realize I had all these problems going on with my face and body. So hearing you say that you really listen to the client who's coming in and you just address those, and, you know, you're not about laying on a whole lot of procedures, feels really good. I want to ask Zhuzhu, did that answer your question, and do you have any other questions?
Yes, no, that was great. Thank you so much. So I'll be sure to check out the site further and possibly even come in person for a consultation. Thank you so much.
Zhuzhu, do you live in Los Angeles?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you call our office, tell them that you heard us on the radio, and if you want to get a dermaplane treatment, they'll give you 50% off of your treatment if you mention that.
So. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's so generous. I really appreciate it. I will
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Awesome. Michael, do you offer any specials for new clients?
Of course. It always depends on the season. It depends on... You know, when it comes to a lot of these treatments, the good thing for the consumer is, you know, say, for example, you're talking about Botox or Juvederm or Radiesse, any of the fillers or toxins that people use regularly. It's such a competitive landscape that the actual companies themselves will send us rebates and send us offers to offer to our patients. And so, you know, those can save a lot of money. And you know? So, like, for example, Our first-time patients, they get their first syringe of Juvederm or first syringe of Radiesse, which are fillers. They get their first syringe at 50% off. It's a rebate that we've worked out with the company that we're able to give to any first-time patient in our office, you know, that has not tried any of those products before. So it's a very inexpensive way to kind of get your feet wet and see what it can do for you. And the biggest thing with filler, for example, is that everyone's biggest concern is they don't want to look fake. They don't want to look like they've had work done.
Right. We've all seen it, especially in Los Angeles.
Right. So that's one thing that we really pride ourselves in, is that we never cross the line when it comes to that. So, you know, we'll have a lot of patients that even have come in from other offices that have had too much, you know, work mm-hmm. done. So I try to... talk them into reversing some of the things that they've done so they can kind of start from scratch and look like themselves again. So I know some people really appreciate that, and they don't even know that that's an option for them. So it just what I love about this, this field is that every situation is different. Like literally, every day is different. Everyone comes in with a different concern. I had a consultation this morning. I've never run into this issue before in my life, you know. So every day is different. So it's always a challenge. And you know, we get together. Our medical director, myself, some of our nurses. We meet. We talk about how we can achieve the result the patient wants. So it's a very challenging and very rewarding, experience.
Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Michael from Rejuvenate Medical Spa. And does he work on men? What do they do for men who come to the office? And why would someone like you, instead of electing to have surgery, do non-invasive, and what's possible on that aesthetic journey? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's DACHINGER, DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane Heer throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane Heer's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
You want to be whole? You want to be healing? You want to live life?
Debbie Dashinger here, Dare to Dream Radio, and welcome back. If you're tuning in, I'm interviewing Michael Farah. He's the aesthetic consultant for Rejuvenate Medical Spa, and you can learn more at rejuvenatemedical.com. So, men. Michael, do men come to your office? Are there more men than we would even think of?
For sure there are more men. It's obviously like it's still a woman-dominated field, but there are a lot of men that I could say get the courage to walk in and You know, not so much maybe for anti-aging treatments, but, you know, a lot of men, a lot of, you know, young adults, like, for example, they suffer from acne scars or they suffer from just active acne in general. So that's a very common thing that we treat. Really, it's pretty even, you know, between men and women. We see as many men as we do women when it comes to those kind of conditions. You know, when it comes to fillers and doing the aesthetic things and anti-aging treatments, a lot of men, you know, in the industry, you know, actors, models, things like that, that's very common because, you know, their looks are their paycheck, and so they have to keep that up. You know, our most popular male treatment is hair restoration. So we do hair treatments, non-surgical, you know, whether it's laser or PRP injections or microneedling. So different things to help men get their hair back, and obviously women too. A lot of women suffer from the same problem of thinning hair. So,
yeah.
But that's our most popular male treatment is hair restoration.
Well, we have a man who is calling in. Let's get him on the show. We've got David. Thank you for calling in to Dare to Dream Radio. And what question do you have, David, for Michael about face, body, skin, hair?
Well, I'm glad that you got to men because we were listening all about women. But as we men get older, we start getting our hair thinner on top, and we get these lines on our forehead and kind of crow's feet. And then the skin around our neck gets kind of loose. What can you do for us guys that are just generally getting older?
Well, you know, when it comes to the thinning hair, It's not that age dependent. So we have patients in their 20s. You know, we have patients in their 60s. So that a lot of that can just come into lifestyle, genetics, you know, things like that. But when it comes to hair restoration, non-surgical, as long as you have hair, okay, as long as even if it's very thin, as long as you have those active follicles, we can help you. You know, if it's a completely like bald situation, your only option is surgery. We can definitely help you. Every situation is so different. Every condition is so different. So there's not really one treatment, but we do a combination of treatments. We use laser hair therapy. We use PRP injections, and these are all safe. There are no, you know, there was no downtime. You know, so that it's really for everyone. Even, you know, a lot of men that they're noticing early on in their life that their hair is thinning and not, you know, they don't have any like balding areas yet. That's the appropriate time to actually attack the problem, not wait till, you know, it's too late. You know,
and
when
do
it comes
you get permanent
line,
results when you do these procedures?
No. You know, Debbie, people always ask like, you know, is this permanent or is anything permanent? There is nothing in aesthetics that is permanent. If you go get a facelift tomorrow, you're probably going to need to touch up or something done 5 years from then,
right?
Okay, because we're always aging. Until we figure out how to stop aging, there's nothing that's permanent. So people always need to understand that.
But the hair growth for men specifically and the PRP you're talking about and the other procedures, so if somebody comes in, do they have to do a series, and how long does that last?
Right. So we do a series of treatments. Typically patients are going through treatment for about a year, and the reason it takes so long is because hair doesn't grow that fast. So we're doing a lot of treatments and kind of waiting, you know, waiting and waiting for the hair to start coming in. There's nothing permanent in that sense because we don't know exactly why the patient is losing their hair. There's no way to really know. You know, if we knew these things, we'd be closer to a cure for baldness. But there could be, you know, dozens or hundreds of different reasons why someone's losing their hair. So we get the patient to where they want. And then we talk to them about what they need to do to maintain it. And maintaining it is, you know, pretty simple, but you have to do something about it. It's just like with anything. If you lose a lot of weight, you have to maintain it. Otherwise, you're going to gain weight again, you know, if anything. So, you know, we educate our patients to let them know that, you know, what needs to be done, you know, and so on, you know, just the short period and then long period of time. You know, to answer David's question about, you know, forehead lines, that's a very simple way. That's a very simple treatment. We treat that with products like Botox or Xeomin. It is something that needs to be continued. Those treatments need to be done, you know, minimum twice a year or maybe greater. But there's nothing else that can actually be done about those lines. Now, you can temporarily improve them, but those lines are created by our own expression. So every time you make a frown, every time you raise your eyebrows, every time you squint your eyes, and you're doing these things hundreds of times a day unconsciously, you're adding to the problem. You're making the problem worse. So you need to have those areas treated to weaken the muscle enough so your body can't create the wrinkle. So I have a funny saying about Botox. I call it like an unnecessary evil, because no one wants to come in and do this every 3, 4, 5 months. But if you don't keep doing it, you're going to get your wrinkles back again. Not because you did Botox, but because that just happens. That's the way we age.
David, so any other questions?
Yeah, he had one other question about neck tightening. There's some amazing non-surgical treatments for the neck, whether it's a combination of fat or just loose skin. One of the most popular treatments out right now is something called Kybella, which is an injection that permanently eliminates like your double chin, your submental fullness. And so that's a very popular treatment because, you know, you get 2 or 3 of those treatments done and you're done. You're done. You can pretty much, unless you gained an incredible amount of weight, so you're not going to have a double chin for a very, very long time. So when I say permanent, when it comes to those treatments, it's permanent fat reduction. So meaning that those fat cells cannot grow back. But, you know, through time, as you get into your 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, your skin loosens up, so you're going to have to keep the skin tight as well. It's not just a fat issue. But there are amazing non-surgical neck skin tightening treatments, and some of them have even no downtime. So they can be done in a series of treatments, and, you know, after a few months, you know, you get your results, and it's pretty incredible.
Did that answer your question, David? Does that help?
Yeah, I would like to know a little bit about what specifically the treatments are.
So as a practice, we combine treatments. We combine technologies, and we come up with our own protocols. So that's what makes us very different from a lot of other offices. So, for example, for the neck, for a typical male patient, we would use 3 different technologies on the neck to achieve the result that we want. And the reason is because there's a technology called VelaShape. There's a technology called Viora. There's a technology called ThermiSmooth. We have all of these devices in our office because they tackle very specific things. Your skin on your jawline, your skin on your face is thicker than the skin on your neck. So if we treated your skin on your neck the same way we treated the skin on your face, we would burn your neck because your skin's too thin. If we treated your neck with the same, or we treated your face with the same treatments that we would treat on your neck, your face wouldn't get a good result because we didn't use enough heat. So it's a missing link that a lot of offices and even a lot of experienced physicians, dermatologists, plastic surgeons, like when they only have one device in their office, the patient's still getting a pretty decent treatment, the treatment could have been so much better if they thought outside the box and thought about how to combine treatments and different technologies. So those are 3 right there that we use. There's a few others. But, you know, it's every situation's different. So I really recommend, if you live in L.A., you can come in for a consultation. We'll waive your consultation fee if you mention us on the radio that you heard of us. Come in and just talk to us, because we can at least give you the information that you need so you can go home and make a decision. Because other than that, if you go on the internet and try to navigate through the thousands of different treatments that you can do, you're going to be lost, and you're probably going to choose the wrong thing.
I would never do that with my face or body. Highly not recommended. You know, and I also want to say, for people who are interested, who are, you know, just playing around, I'm amazed actually at how many people don't do this, but also how many people do it and just don't discuss it. It's very interesting. And it's okay, we're bringing it out of the closet today. When you go to rejuvenatemedicalspa.com and go to their website, you'll see, you can sign up for free, by the way, and I have things, I just did it myself. So, for instance, today something popped into my email box. It's an exclusive Bellafill special event, 40% off of Bellafill. This is a long-lasting solution for wrinkle correction. They have pictures. They give you the details about it, when it is, how you can set up appointments right away. So, you know, if you'll be in the know, and then this way you can have a consultation with Michael directly. And trust me, the nurses there, you won't just go to somebody and they start doing things to you. Even they are artists. They take unbelievable consideration. I've been so impressed. We do have to take a break, and I promise we'll be coming back. If we have more people want to call in with questions, please do so. This is your day to get them answered by Michael. And again, Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Twitter, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com offers groundbreaking publicity and training for books and radio. Programs and products for authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs are available at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie leads workshops, offers worldwide private coaching, leads retreats, and speaks from stage on media and success. Her clients leave sessions successful with business and messaging brilliance. In today's world, navigating media is essential. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Michael Farah from RejuvenateMedical.com. You've seen Rejuvenate Medical Spa in Fine Bliss, in Los Angeles Magazine, in Marie Claire Magazine, in The Hollywood Reporter, and on VH1 Television for Hip Hop Hollywood. You know, Michael, just a little aside, my birthday is coming up June 27th. I signed up on your website. Can you tell us quickly, what is the Rejuvenate Medical Spa Birthday Club? Why should we sign up?
Well, we just give you a gift. We give you money to spend in our office. You know, there's sometimes additional, if there's other offers from some of the companies that, you know, the products that we sell here, we'll pass that along as well. So we try to take care of you on your birthday or, you know, if you have a special occasion, we get a lot of brides to be, a lot of grooms to be, things like that. How can they look, you know, the best they can look for their big day? So we have special packages for those people as well. You know, different things. So
nice. So we turn a year older, but you roll the clock back. That's a good birthday gift. Well, I have a lot more questions. We may just have to have Michael come back because we have more callers about why we would do non-invasive treatments. I know I'm curious about medical-grade face peels, permanent solutions to fat or rolls on the body, hyperpigmentation or melasma. There's so many questions. But let's go ahead and see what the listeners are wondering about for themselves, face, body, hair, skin. We've got Gabrielle on the line. And Gabrielle, we're going to bring you on to talk to Michael. Thanks for joining us today. And what question do you have about what's possible?
Well, all the same questions you just mentioned for one, but specifically today, questions about cool sculpting. And I've seen a little bit about it here and there, but I'm curious, do you treat it in areas? How big are areas? About how many treatments per area is one of the questions I have.
Okay, well, let's be a little specific. What area did you want to treat?
For me specifically, it's more midsection, you know, stomach, you know, muffin top type stuff.
Okay. All right, so there's a few things that you need to consider before you even go into any kind of non-invasive lipo treatment. So the biggest thing that people don't recognize or don't understand is that what exactly their problem is. Okay, so someone might come in and say, you know, I want to get rid of my belly. I have a lot of fat in my belly. I want to get rid of it. And what ends up being, it was actually a lot of loose skin from maybe a pregnancy or things like that. So it's very important to have it identified, because if you don't know what you're trying to treat and you try to go get a treatment like Cool Sculpting, you're not going to get the result. And then you're going to be upset because you were out that money. So, you know, hopefully wherever you end up going for your treatments, that they take an honest approach with you and really tell you, you know, what your realistic expectations are. So when it comes to Cool Sculpting specifically, it's a treatment we used to do in our office a lot more, not so much anymore, just because the technology has gotten a little bit better and a little bit more thorough since then. So the Cool Sculpting is really good for a small area, a patient that, you know, has a really good, tight body, and then there's one area that they can't really achieve. The problem with Cool Sculpting, where you're limited, is that the actual device has to clamp on to an area. So, you know, in most cases, there's always a little bit of fat above the clamp. There's a little bit of fat below the clamp. So those areas are not being treated. So sometimes you can have irregularities. You can have lumpiness. You know, the actual treatment is not smooth.
Yeah.
Okay. So
is there something then, Michael, that you would recommend instead that you feel doesn't
most,
create
the,
those
the,
kind
the
of
most popular
issues
thing right now
of
that
getting
we
rid
do.
Of the lipo?
Yeah, so the most popular thing we do right now is something called UltraShape. It's another non-invasive lipo treatment like Cool Sculpting, but instead of freezing the fat, we're using ultrasound to destroy the fat cells. The nice thing about UltraShape and why, you know, it's something that we prefer to do in the office as well, is because you'll never get any of those irregularities. Mm-hmm. You're never going to have an issue where you have lumpiness. And that's just because of the way that it's designed, and it's just a lot more thorough. You can cover an area and treat the entire area. You don't have to worry about missing a corner or missing an area. But we do things a little bit differently than most offices that have UltraShape around the country. So we have developed our own protocol, like we've done with a lot of other devices. It's something called UltraWave, or sometimes people refer to it as UltraVela, where we incorporate three different technologies to deliver the results. So the big thing about Cool Sculpting, or even UltraShape by itself, is that if you reduce fat, you might have a poorer appearance afterwards, because you might have more loose skin. So the appearance, even though you maybe lost a few inches in your waistline, the appearance of your stomach might actually get worse.
You need something to tighten you up.
Yeah, so 90% of the time we are doing non-invasive liposuction and skin tightening during the same treatment.
Wow.
So,
Mamma mia, how many sessions do people need to accomplish this?
Typically three. okay? But that's with really anything, you know, because Cool Sculpting, they advertise one treatment and you're done, but that's not really the truth. You know, it usually takes two or three treatments of Cool Sculpting for an area. So there's really not one technology out there that can deliver the results you want with one treatment. Now, there are certain cases where the patient has such a little fat deposit that needs to be treated, and one treatment with UltraShape can wipe it out. I've seen that happen. But that's not typical. And that's why a consultation is so important, not only to determine are you a good candidate, but what can you expect? Because if you think that this is going to, you know, that you're going to lose 30 or 40 pounds or lose 6 inches in your waistline, it's not going to happen. Don't waste your money, okay? So it's, you know, so sometimes a patient comes in and they're 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight. We actually help them lose the weight before they do their treatment, because they're going to actually have a much better treatment if we can actually eliminate a lot of that excess before we actually go in.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of different cases.
We're getting close to the end of the show here, and I want to make sure I get everybody's questions quickly addressed. Let me know, Gabrielle, did that answer your question, and do you have any other questions?
No, it was awesome. Thank you for being so thorough. You really addressed all the little nuances I was curious about, and I will call for a consultation when in L.A., so. Thank you.
That's awesome. I know. I actually like the sound of that, too. I may call as well. I like three treatments. Sounds great. And I like the UltraWave, UltraVela, three techs put together for the results. And it totally makes sense that not only do you need to lose what's underneath the skin, but then what happens to the skin? Well, you've got something there that is going to tighten it up after the fat cells are destroyed. And also the fact that there are no irregularities. So important for us not to go in for one thing and leave with another problem. David, I think you stayed on the line and you had one more question. Are you still here? And if so,
yes.
What is it?
Yes. I am an active person and I'm out in the sun a lot, and I get these things that the doctors call sunspots. And I had something called a blue light treatment once, which they used on my face. And I wondered, what do you use now to get rid of the dark spots that appear in different places in your face and on your hands and your body?
Well, it depends on your skin type, okay? Because the color of your skin will dictate which technology we use. What ethnicity are you, David?
I'm an Italian-American with a little bit of English in me.
Okay, so you're probably on the lighter side. Okay, so, I mean, obviously we would see you first and determine, but assuming that you're a candidate, the best thing you can do in the world right now is something called BBL, and it stands for broadband light. If you've heard of IPL or photofacial before, this is just a more advanced version. There's a study done on this device at Stanford University for 10 years, which has, you know, really incredible. I can't get into that now. There's not enough time, but that would be the best thing you can do. Usually three treatments, you know, take care of that for a given area. So it's that would probably be the best thing. Blue light is not really going to do the trick for you.
BBL, okay.
Okay.
Check it out. And I know when you go on their website, you can see that they've got a special just for people coming for the first time. Be sure to mention Dare to Dream, please. It's important that they know that you heard them here, and you've got a leg up on everybody else because you've already heard a lot about some of the treatments. That's rejuvenatemedical.com. Michael, this is Dare to Dream. I love to ask everyone who comes on the show, what are you next Dare to Dream? What's your future dream or goal?
My future dream or goal is to just expand what we do, and maybe potentially down the line we're going to bring in a plastic surgeon because there's things that we can't do. There are conditions that come in and we just cannot handle, and our patients really trust us and they want to come to us for everything, and there's some things that we just can't do for them. So that's something that we've thought about in the future, and just helping people. You know, you actually end up changing a lot of lives. It sounds like a superficial industry, but, you know, there are a lot of, you know, for example, kids that come in with acne and, they don't have the self-confidence to even, like, go to school because of what their face looks like. And to see the looks on their faces after they have, after that's cleared up, you know, and the parents thanking us, you know, it's a nice feeling.
I have to say, as I was sharing during one of the breaks, that I literally had somebody corner me in an elevator yesterday, and he wanted to introduce me to his son, who's 34 years old, as a potential dating partner. He liked me so much. And I had a laugh because I'm not in that age range. And he literally was fighting with me that surely I was 34 or younger. So I'm just saying, I've been to Rejuvenate Medical Spa. I've just started recently. Like I said, I did a lot of research, and I found one place where I felt, okay, I'm safe here. I'm good. This is going in the right direction. And it is. So, Michael, thank you so much for inspiring us on Dare to Dream. Really appreciate having you on today.
Thanks, Debbie. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
And LA's best medical spa worth driving to or flying in for their expertise, go to rejuvenatemedical.com or call 818-788-6363 and Instagram, Rejuvenate Medical Spa. And folks, I end today's show with this quote from Deepak Chopra. If you obsess over whether you are making the right decision, you are basically assuming that the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action that you experience. Remember, for classes on media mastery training to become the very best at radio, interviews, and also creating your book into a guaranteed international bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com, mediamasteryradio.com, and DebbieDashinger.com to get your free downloads. Share this show with friends you know who will resonate with the message. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible, no, no, if you only dare. Just live.